Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
One of the more frustrating things about living in the United States of America is that a lot of honest policy discussions can never be had because our corporate media is overwhelmingly aligned with the Democratic Party. Now, of course, there are notable exceptions to that. There is Fox News, but 90% of the outlets, this is why conservatives are so popular on alternative outlets, tend to lean overwhelmingly left and specifically towards the Democratic Party. And a perfect example of this is the way that the immigration issue is being covered. Now, let me explain to you why the Democrats are in favor of immigration and why the Republicans are broadly opposed to immigration. The Democrats believe they will get more votes when these people become citizens, and the Republicans believe that the Democrats will get more votes when these people become citizens. But that blatant, obvious truth, that obvious incentive structure for both parties to behave the way they are, is completely ignored by the media and often labeled a conspiracy theory, despite the fact that in San Francisco and in New York City, like we're going to talk about today, they passed laws specifically to let immigrants, non-citizens, vote in municipal elections as a beta test. And fortunately, this one's been declared unconstitutional, but the fight goes on. And that's what I want to talk about today. But before we do, this video is sponsored. So quick ad read, then come back over here. We'll discuss it on the other side. America's enemies are making moves to try to displace the US dollar as the world reserve currency. This is all being accelerated by the fact that there are conflicts that have broken out in Israel, Ukraine, and in Yemen, and our national debt is surging, now at $33 trillion, which has gold at the price of $2,100. Back when the national debt was $23 trillion, gold was $1,500, so there appears to be some correlation between the two. This is why so many Americans are diversifying their portfolio, hedging against inflation by adding precious metals to it, and if you go to National Gold Group, you can get a free consultation and investor's guide on how you can do the same. All you have to do is call them at 866-826-8603 and you can get your consultation with world-class American-based customer service. Again, that number is 866-826-2603. It's always a risk with any investment, and past performance is not necessarily a guarantee of future results.
Well, a big ruling tonight from a New York State appeals court about a New York City law that would have let non-citizens vote in local elections.
All right. So like they said right there in the open, New York City actually passed an ordinance years ago to allow people who are not citizens of the United States of America, who are here on authorized work visas and or other legal permanent residents, to vote in municipal elections. And by the way, this covers a broad swath of people as long as they have some legal status. And when I say some legal status, I do in fact include those people who are clearly and obviously committing asylum fraud in the city of New York, who are technically protected due to the failure of our asylum laws, due to the bad interpretation of that, and those people would be able to vote in our municipal elections.
Non-citizens vote in local elections.
All right, the court has now ruled that law unconstitutional.
Now, this is ridiculous and absurd. You should not allow non-citizens to vote in your elections. This is going to cause a great number of problems for other elections because you have to have special ballots that don't include the statewide elections and don't include federal elections in order to have this operate. Not to mention, it devalues American citizenship. in favor of this woo-woo, oh, well, don't worry about it. We got all these foreign nationals voting in our elections. You just got to suck it up and take it. Now, the thing is, this is a law that they passed. This is something that they're fighting through the courts. This is something that they want to be in effect, that they've made arguments for out in public. That should be something that is policy in the city of New York, in San Francisco, and in other places in this country. But if you say on TV, if you say on the Hill of Congress that the Democrats are trying to give non-citizens the right to vote, you will be called a conspiracy theorist, possibly a racist, likely both, just because you're stating an objective fact.
The controversial local law, which was approved by the New York City Council in 2021, was meant to allow lawful permanent residents and persons authorized to work in the United States in New York City to participate in municipal elections.
So there it is, plain as day. On TV, they highlight the key parts of the text for you. And again, you will be called a conspiracy theorist for pointing out that this exists, because the idea that Democrats are using people that they think will likely vote Democrat, even if they're non-citizens, to secure their political power is something that you dreamed up in your evil white racist mind. Please ignore the fact that it is in plain English right there. And yes, it does cover the illegals that are currently defrauding the asylum system, because it says lawful permanent resident and those with work authorization.
It was meant to allow lawful permanent residents and persons authorized to work in the United States in New York City to participate in municipal elections.
What are they trying to do at the governor's mansion? What are they trying to do at the mayor's office? Accelerate the 180-day period to which these illegals masquerading as asylum seekers can get their work permits so that they can make their own money in the city of New York. They're trying to lock in their future voting base, because if one politician says, hey, citizens of the United States of America can vote and non-citizens can't vote, and the other side says non-citizens can vote and we're going to put it up for a vote and include non-citizens, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to have an overwhelming advantage with that particular voting law?
A group of Republican lawmakers sued to prevent it from taking effect. Today, the New York State Supreme Court Second Appellate Division ruled against it.
Now, I know you guys just heard that New York State Supreme Court and their Second Appellate Division actually ruled against it. But to be clear, if for those of you who aren't going to understand this because you don't live in the state of New York or aren't aware of how New York's court system works, the Supreme Court in the state of New York is not actually the Supreme Court as you think of it in terms of the federal level or what's in your state. The New York Court of Appeals is actually above the Supreme Court, so this still has one more layer, or a few more layers actually, before it gets solidified that this is either unconstitutional or constitutional. Now, presumably, if the New York Court of Appeals rules that this is in fact constitutional, which is an absurd ruling, an insane ruling, an asinine ruling, then the Supreme Court would likely overturn it. But again, just think about the potential for fraud right here, in that you're only allowing them to vote in local elections. And as somebody who lives in New York, and anybody who lives in a municipality knows, all of that is on the same ballot. So we're going to have special separate ballots. Hope we never mix them up at all whatsoever, that only include the elections that the non-citizens are allowed to vote in, while excluding the elections that they are not allowed to vote in.
New York City Council member Joanne Arriola is celebrating what she calls a win.
I was against it from the start because the Constitution of this state clearly states that any voting, the right of voting, is for American citizens. So once I was elected and this opportunity came to sign on to the lawsuit to overturn this law, I was right there for it.
So I do appreciate this representative saying that she was 100% opposed to it, that it's unconstitutional, and all these clear and obvious things. Also, I appreciate the fact that her last name is Arriola, because when I read that lower third, it makes me laugh, because I'm a little bit of a child, if I'm being perfectly honest.
The executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition quoted saying, "Immigrant New Yorkers deserve a say in how their local government functions and spends their tax money, and we remain committed to ensuring the expansion of voting rights."
No. Ridiculous, absurd in every possible way. Now, I understand that people are going to say, oh, no taxation without representation. But the thing is, when you are an immigrant to a country, you are guest in that country. We have a way for you to become a citizen, and when you become the citizen, you get the benefits of citizenship. The idea that we can jump the steps and say, oh, well, you're just visiting right here, you defrauded our asylum system, but here's a work permit, now go vote for the Democratic Party, is absurd and insane in every possible way. And the idea that this is framed.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
As voting rights. Again, the way that the left gaslights on every freaking issue is absurd and ridiculous. I am a citizen. By being a citizen, I have certain rights and privileges and immunities in the city of New York, in the United States of America, that non-Americans do not have, that non-citizens of my city, of my state, do not have. I mean, just think about how absurd this is. The New York City metropolitan area extends well beyond the borders of New York City. So if you're in Long Island and you commute into Manhattan to work every single day, guess what? You don't get a say in the New York City elections, even though they'll tax you just for working in the city of New York. And it's one of the few places that don't tax you just based on where you live, but tax you for doing business there. In New Jersey, same situation. You don't get a say. You don't get a vote, even though you're an American citizen who is being taxed by the city of New York, and you should get a vote and a say before people who are non-citizens. It still doesn't matter. You don't get any word in it at all whatsoever, but somehow it's a fundamental right. It's labeled under voting rights, which is evocative of the civil rights era when the Voting Rights Act was first initially passed, which kind of makes you racist for opposing it. If you're a non-citizen, not guaranteed the same privileges and immunities of a citizen, and that actually results in you not getting the same privileges and immunities of an actual citizen. This is crazy. This is ridiculous. The fact that there are advocacy groups pushing for this is absurd, but not surprising. And the fact that people will lie about this, they'll say that this doesn't exist.
The city law department says it's evaluating its next steps. There could be an appeal.
As the case is working its way through the court, as you can read the bill, just goes to show how little respect they have for you guys out there in the audience. They say, you can't see this. You can't notice this. And if you do notice it, you're a racist conspiracy theorist. Get out of here, bigot. We're going to allow these people who are non-citizens to vote. Again, 173,000 migrants have entered New York City since the migrant crisis. The overwhelming majority, almost all of them, are claiming asylum, and the overwhelming majority of those people are doing so fraudulently. That is enough to tip an election on the island of Manhattan, because a lot of them are there, by the way, which only has a population, even though this is high, of about 1.7 million people. These people can be running the show in no time. There's no signs of the migrant influx reducing. And by the way, they're also being propped up overwhelmingly, more so than homeless people, more so than poor citizens in the city of New York, by tax dollars. So you have people who would technically be eligible to work, thus being eligible to vote, that can vote in municipal elections for infinite welfare, more welfare than they're getting right now, and they could just send it back to their country, leave whenever they want, because they're not invested in here. They don't care about what's going on. Not to mention all the criminal activity from importing these people. Not to mention that you'll get more illegal migrants because this is an even bigger magnet for them to come fraudulently claim asylum, because then they'll get voting rights. It's disastrous in every possible way. The largest city in the United States of America and other cities in this country even considering this just goes to show you how far we've become. And yes, it is in fact disenfranchising to the average ordinary citizen.
Well, Susan Lerner from government watchdog organization Common Cause New York says the legal fight probably isn't over and thinks it could go either way.
Originally, the Staten Island Supreme Court said, nope, the state constitution says only citizens can vote. That means citizens of the United States. The city and the organizations that intervened argued, wait a second, it doesn't say citizens of the United States. It's up to New York City to decide who its eligible citizens are.
So here you have someone who works for a Common Cause who is pushing for these people who are not authorized to vote in our elections to be able to be granted the special right of being able to vote despite not being a citizen in the United States of America. And she says, oh, well, Staten Island said the New York State Constitution says that you have to be a citizen to vote. So obviously this is unconstitutional. But she says, wait a minute. It didn't say citizen of the United States of America. Wait a minute. This American American state that has a citizenship clause in order to have the right to vote could be referring to a citizen of Venezuela, maybe a citizen of China, maybe a citizen of the world. It's really open to interpretation when you hollow out the left half of your brain, or maybe the right half, whichever one is logical. She doesn't know because she's already done it, on what citizen actually means. And honestly, it's up to the city of New York to determine what a citizen is. What even is a word? We just want these people to vote. We're also going to bring these people into New York City, have them claim asylum fraud. But it's really, really, really what even is a citizen? Honestly, you can't really spell citizen without some of the words in city, which kind of means that New York City gets to determine it. Isn't that so smart? Common cause activist right here just nailed it right there. Now, unsurprisingly, for those of you guys who don't know, but you probably should expect this, Common Cause is an organization that received $2 million from George Soros's group. So right now we have Soros, again, another conspiracy if you say that he spends money in American politics, funding an organization that is advocating for non-citizens to vote in an election and has ridiculous advocates like this saying, what even is a citizen right now? I don't even know. Kate's so confusing to her.
Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella, the first named in the lawsuit against the city, issued this statement after today's ruling. Fortunately, common sense prevails in New York. Only citizens can vote in our local elections. It is simply irresponsible and nonsensical to extend this right to non-citizens.
Now, look, I 100% agree with that Staten Island official, but what I don't agree with is the fact that he said common sense prevails in the city of New York. Maybe in this instance, maybe in this specific case, common sense will prevail, like eventually, and it has as far as right now. But I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in the city of New York. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in the state of New York, and this is not always the case that common sense prevails. So yeah, there is a chance that the New York Court of Appeals could rule that citizen doesn't even mean any word. It just means if you're a citizen of any country. As long as you're not a stateless person, then you could definitely vote in our municipal elections, because it's so open to interpretation what the state constitution means by citizen. I mean, it is the United States of America, and that's the citizen in the United States of America, but it's so open to interpretation, who even can define these words? Yeah, so to be clear, this is not a conspiracy theory. To be clear, this is something they're doing out in the open. You could read the laws from yourself. You can see that they're not only proposed pieces of legislation, they're actually passed pieces of legislation, and when they get struck down by the courts, there's a lengthy appeals process, which, by the way, not only Democrats in office are fighting using state resources, but also you have all of these nonprofits with questionable funding that are backing up this initiative. Make no mistake about it, this is the long-term goal of the Democratic Party. They are beta testing it here. And what's really unfortunate is that we had a very close gubernatorial election for Lee Zeldin against Kathy Hochul. We've had Republican mayors win election in the city of New York in the past. In fact, 5 times in a row, it happened in the city of New York in recent history. And this will completely nerf that ability to happen. You can't just throw 200,000 people, and those are just the illegal migrants claiming asylum, onto the voter rolls, tell them that the Democratic Party is who you have to thank for it, and expect this to be fair. Not to mention all the other legal permanent residents, people with work authorization that are not necessarily fraudsters that are in the city of New York, they will tilt every election forever in favor of the Democratic Party. But hey, those are just my thoughts. I want to know your thoughts down in the comments below. I can imagine what side you guys are going to be on this, but maybe if you disagree with me, let me know your wrong opinion down there. If you liked this video, then show me by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the New York City law to allow non-citizens to vote. Till next time.